It's one thing to go through the process of writing about it, but now that you're going to be going out on a tour to promote the book, you're going to be talking about this all over again. Have you had to prepare yourself for this?
Yeah, I know that's not going to be easy, but my last book, The Hard Way on Purpose, a portion of that book kind of is about my friendship with John Puglia and our life, sort of discovering our Rust Belt and post-Rust Belt hometown together and exploring it and kind of taking this post-apocalyptic playground as our own, and that becoming kind of our shared coming of age moment, which kind of colored the rest of our adult lives together. And he died just as that book was going to production. So the book is dedicated to him, but I didn't feel like I got to sort of address the rest of his story. So part of this project, writing project, was to try to write about him in a way that, that is a tribute to who he was as a friend, but also to try to understand and recognize what it means when you lose somebody at a relatively young age and how to deal with it. So writing about it was sort of cathartic and helped put things into place, but I'm already finding that talking about it is a new kind of, I don't know if it's a difficulty, it's just a new way of understanding it and trying to sort of explain it spontaneously and directly. That's, it's weird when you're a writer, because you go through this process of writing as sort of the process of understanding and putting meaning to the chaos of life, and then once it's there and you continue to talk about it, it's, I don't know where this answer is going. it's a different kind of communication. So writing about it kind of puts it to rest, and then talking about it kind of brings it back to life in a way.
Your writing is very personal. Your last book, The Hard Way on Purpose, it's a great snapshot of Akron, a city where you were born and raised, at its 20th century low point. Before that, All the Way Home tells the story of this great old house that we're in, and your transformation of a house that wasn't really all that far away from the wrecking ball. Putting yourself and your family out there over and over again, do you ever have pause about being in the spotlight yourself through your writing?
It's funny because, I was a journalist before this, and I was a columnist, where I did a lot of first-person writing, but it's very much first-person by way of, sort of speaking to and sometimes for a community. So it's a first-person that's not really about me. It's just I am speaking, to a particular audience. And I had, it took me a long time with All the Way Home to try to understand what I was doing writing something that was more of my story. And the way I reconciled that at first was that I was always very mindful of the fact that I'm writing a story that's also other people's story. Many other people have undergone, house reclamation projects and that sort of thing, and have committed to their communities in certain ways, that I felt like I was telling a story that also reflected other people's story. And the response I've got has mostly been, in that vein, that's what happened. And same thing with The Hard Way on Purpose, where I sort of, the reason I eventually settled on how I wanted that book to be was I recognized that for all of this, ongoing story of brain drain, that the story of younger people in places like Northeast Ohio, it's been of them leaving or feeling like they had to leave. And I was like, well, there's a whole lot of us who stayed and committed to it, and that story hasn't been told. So I felt like I was telling sort of my version of my generation's story. And this book too, this book is the most personal thing I've written. And the last thing I ever wanted to do was wallow in self-pity or be self-indulgent, even though it's a fairly self-indulgent book. But the whole time I was working on it, and while I was going through these experiences, what I found is, that once you start talking about the aging of your parents, or the loss, the first loss of a parent, what that feels like, or to lose a close friend at an age when people aren't supposed to die yet, you know. Anytime those subjects have come up, I just have always felt a very strong connection with people who either immediately want to tell you their version of that same story, or to share what they've learned from the experience, and so forth. So I guess that helps with my own personal discomfort of writing about myself, and, you know, sort of, I don't really feel like I'm interesting enough to be a subject of my own unless it's somehow connecting with somebody or other somebodies who can sort of gain something from it.
Furnishing Eternity, you said that this is much more than a book about building a coffin, and it is. But I want to ask you, as a DIY type of guy, I'm curious, what did you learn from building your own coffin? What set of skills did you need or pick up that maybe you didn't have already from working on this current house and also your previous house?
One of the early goals of this project was to spend time with my dad in his workshop like I have all my life, and to continue to learn from him. And very quickly, one of the things, this particular project required a lot of router usage. And I have always just sucked at using a router. It's just, for some reason, it's the one tool that I just, it just doesn't, I always do it wrong. I burn out so many router bits, or just, you know, the router can go terribly wrong in a heartbeat. And, you know, when it false move and you've carved an S across a piece of wood or whatever. So I wanted to get better at that. And my dad was like, you know, he'd try to be patient with me, but he'd be like, you know, this is an expensive piece of wood, or we're halfway done with this. We don't want to screw it up now. So he would sort of gently take it away from me and lead me. But by the end of the project, as I write about in the book, there was, you know, sort of this passing of the router torch, where it was like I picked up on it, because there's one near, like, tragic mishap with the router that I undergo that happens along the course of the way, so he had reason to be cautious. But by the end, I felt like I had, you know, learned that one skill. A lot of other skills too. You know, I'm, you know, better at finishing work and some things like that that I wasn't before. So a lot of, yeah, I mean, every project you do, you learn something. And, you know, I've always said the one thing that I regret getting good at is hanging and finishing drywall, because it means you could never justify hiring someone to do it, and it's a terrible, terrible job.
David Giffel's new book is Furnishing Eternity, A Father, A Son, A Coffin, and A Measure of Life. It's published by Scribner. David, thank you so much for bringing us into your home and sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much.